This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Thank you for tuning into the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. As always, your host, Cody Mallory. You can find me on Twitter at RealCodyMallory. Tonight, I am once again joined by Anthony Dittmar. On Twitter, that is at AnthonyDittmar_. How's it going tonight, Anthony?
What's good? What's good? We're still grinding, just talking about rumors. It's a fun summer of rumors. It's never going to end.
Yeah, man. It's a never-ending summer of rumors. But we rumored last time that Joe might finally join us again, and tonight we are welcoming back Joe Farrow. On Twitter, that is at the Joe Farrow. Man, I kind of forgot what your voice sounds like. It's been nice, but how you been, Joe? How was your trip?
Dude, I forgot what my voice sounds like. I haven't been coherent enough to talk for the last 2 weeks. It was a fun vacation. It was fun to be away. Honestly, though, after like a week and a half of 2 weeks straight of just boozing and laying on the beach, I was like, kind of like, all right, well, this was fun for a little bit, but now I got to get home. But yeah, so what I miss anything? No, nothing.
Last time, you were here last time the Nets were playing the Celtics, right? Is that the last time you were here?
Oh, yeah. Ha, ha, ha.
The Nets got swept by the Celtics. Kevin Durant requested a trade. The Nets didn't extend Kyrie. That was pretty much
I even contributed to the podcast when I wasn't here. So
it's nice to have you back.
Contributed is the strong word, Joe.
Hey, I sent in fan questions that were directly messaged to me, and I told you to tell everybody to bet the house on KD staying, and then 3 days later it said momentum might be picking up for a Celtics deal. So I'm sorry if anybody put that bet in, but you also might be thanking me in a couple, maybe this week, if KD maybe takes his shit back, I don't know.
A good segue. Should we segue?
Yeah, let's go into that.
Yeah, so I guess yesterday, Steve Bolpet of Heavy on Sports came out with kind of a report out of nowhere that sources tell me Kevin Durant is expected to meet with the Nets owner this week. Then in quotation marks, I have no idea what's going to come out of that meeting. There are some things that KD is unhappy about, and I'm not sure any of that gets fixed here, but maybe it does, period, close quotation. Just so you guys know, Steve Bolpet, a lot of people haven't heard of him. He was a beat reporter for the Boston Celtics. He was very highly respected. Mark Stein gave him a shout out. So he's not some random Twitter troll that's like, oh, bro, trust me, I got sources. Yeah. No, like, he is legit. I don't know. What do you guys think about it? Like, it could be good. It could be bad. It could be in the middle. And we could still, once again, find out nothing. What do you think is going to happen?
I guess I'll go first. So another report with the Celtics came out last week when we talked about it. I kind of thought it was a Sean Marks leak. And I thought, like, that was an old trade, and that's probably, like, submitted in, like, the first week at the trade request, and I think it was the Nets' last-ditch effort. The part of me believes that the Nets are kind of just kicking the can down the road, like, throughout this whole process, like, hoping, like, nothing materializes, and teams are, like, kind of waiting for, waiting for teams to just give up. So I think that's kind of been the mindset, which is why I think this meeting's going to happen. And I really think, like, there's one of two things. I personally think if Kevin Durant was doubling down his trade request, that could have just been like a vocal thing that he could just like reiterate to the Nets front office. I don't think a meeting head to head with the owner would entail that. I really do think, personally speaking, I don't have any intel or I don't have any sources like Cody. I think that I think the Nets personally and him are trying to make amends I don't know if it's to say the rest of his contract, if it's a last dance. I think there's some sort of reconciliation here where he's like, I'll put on a Nets uniform this year. Personally speaking, though, I want him 100% committed. I've seen teams where players are half in, and almost never does that ever work. Like, it just doesn't. Like, if your top player's not bought in, it's just not going to be successful. So if we're just going to sail this season in and, like, he's just going to be there and be mopey and waiting for the trade to happen next year, then I don't really want to do that, honestly speaking. But if he's bought in, I'm 100% with it. I don't know how that's going to work with Kyrie in, like, a one-year deal. That's kind of talking too much ahead. Let's just see what happens from this meeting. I have optimism. I would say it's, like, I've gone from, like, 5% optimism probably for the beginning of this process and slowly crept up. I think I'm north of 50 now. I'm going to go, like, 60 to 65 range maybe, like, confident that, like, this is him rescinding his trade request. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of in the same boat. I feel like you said, if he was going to rescind the trade request, I feel like that would have just come out. I mean, double down on it, my fault. But I feel like an in-person meeting leads to a higher chance that he rescinds the trade request and they're willing to work stuff out. He just goes in and tells him everything that he wants to happen. So yeah, I mean, there's really not much to take away from it. I feel like they did say this week, and we're in the middle of the week right now, so I would assume by Friday, Saturday, we get some sort of information on whether KD rescinded it, if he's going to stick it out with Brooklyn, or if he's just going to play out 1 year, run it back, like kind of like how Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams did that whole thing. But I don't know. It's definitely an interesting situation because, like you said, I feel like if he was going to double down on the trade request and just demand out, that would have been out already, and that would have like not been an in-person thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. I think neither side wants to go into like September not knowing what's going to happen. So I think now is like a perfect time. Beginning of August, give yourself a month to prepare one way or another that like something needs to happen. Because like right now, we have like another month, I'd say 5 weeks. I think the Nets report usually in like early September to like really get the ball moving. And I don't think you want to do it a week ahead of time. I think right now is like kind of like the make or break period next week or two where like you need to know what's going on. So that's what I think is happening here, because it's like a few weeks of trade talks. Then I think it's not really anything's really happened in the last like 2 weeks, I'd say, maybe 3 weeks. Like when this, yeah, I'd say probably like 2 weeks, nothing's really happened in terms of like Nets negotiating with anyone. So I don't know. I really do think this one could happen. Maybe he has a list of demands. They meet in the middle. Maybe Joe decides, sorry, I'm like, I'm a piece of shit. Like, I know there's a lot of stuff going on. See, this is the only thing I'm going to say. The Net, Mikhail Prokhorov was forced to sell the Nets in 2014 because of stuff that was going on. Not 2014, 2018, but stuff was going on in Russia. Or actually, it was 19, sorry. But there's lots of going on in China right now. So I don't know if that's like directly going to affect Joe Tsai. Not that really has anything to do with the Durant stuff, but it could affect his ownership status. So I know like they're invading Taiwan or something. I know it's a lot of ethical issues with like countries right now. So I don't know if a similar situation's happened with Joe Tsai, because I know he's actually like on the Chinese government side, like when the Hong Kong stuff was happening. So that could be an interesting development. I don't think that affects this. That's just like a side note, but I figured I'd bring that up too.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest takeaway from this was that this is way, way, way long overdue. It's been over a month since Kevin Durant requested a trade.
This should happen before the trade request.
Correct.
And wasn't the report that he wasn't speaking to anybody in the Nets organization ever since we've been eliminated?
What's that been like? Three, like that? When was it? May we lost? Like early May?
Yeah, something like that.
So 3 months.
Because I mean, you think so? We had right. We went to that Nets game against the Cavs, April 8th, and that was two with one game left in the regular season. So it was like probably like late April or early May. We were done.
Yeah.
That Celtics game 4 was April 25th.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Yeah, that's been over 3 months.
I also think it's very interesting how everything that Kevin Durant is doing is directly with Joe Tsai. He's kind of, at least that's what's been reported, he's kind of skipping right over Sean Marks. It was made clear by Shams and Woj that he made the trade request directly to Joe Tsai. And now, according to this report, he will be having the meeting this week with Joe Tsai, not Sean Marks. Now, we don't know if Sean Marks will be there as well, but Joe Tsai has been the one that's been mentioned both times, which I find interesting. I personally don't like when owners are involved in a sports team. Like, you hire a GM for a reason, but
Agreed.
I don't know. I find that interesting. So I don't know. And I see probably one of two things happening. I can see Josiah being like, yeah, Kevin, like you said, Miami and Phoenix, and they don't have shit to trade us. And I could see Katie saying, okay, I'll go to Boston. I'll go to Toronto. I'll go to, I don't know, where else. Those are probably the main teams.
New Orleans.
And then maybe that gets leaked out to the media, and then Boston or Toronto or feel more comfortable upping the package. Or I could see Josiah saying, like, we've tried to trade you. We can't get anything. Like, give us a chance. Come into training camp with Kyrie, Ben Simmons, etc. And if we are trashed by the trade deadline or some bullshit happens, we can move you then. I don't think that everything's going to just poof be magically better, because I do think there is still an issue that obviously Kevin Durant is not happy about. And I do not believe the Nets have done anything to solve that. So I don't see there's a world where Kevin Durant just goes, oh yeah, like you guys don't have to trade me, it's fine. But maybe Josiah can buy some time and be like, oh, like come into training camp, let's put this on hold and see what happens the first 30 games of the season. I don't think that's unrealistic.
Let me win you back. Let me win your love back.
I mean, come back
to Papa Joey.
My one point.
We've seen it before in professional basketball, in the NBA, where players request trades and they don't get traded. I mean, we saw it with Kevin Durant. We saw it with Kobe Bryant. Obviously, he even went on the radio, said he'd rather play in Pluto than play for the Lakers. Ramona Shelburne mentioned that. We saw it with LaMarcus Aldridge when he was on the Spurs. There was actually a great article on CBS that highlighted it. And Pop basically said that he felt he was overcoaching Aldridge. They kind of worked out their issues and shit, and then Aldridge actually signed a 2-year extension after the year. So, like, it's not unheard of for really good NBA players, superstars, to request a trade, and the teams just say, yeah, nope, we aren't going to get equal value. Like, we're not trading you. Let's figure this shit out. And maybe that's what Josiah and Kevin Durant can discuss this week.
I will say this. There's two guys in this Nets roster aside from Kevin Durant that would be a part of this big three. It's Ben Simmons and Kyrie Irving. Both guys this year are probably at their all-time lows in terms of value. Ben Simmons is locked into a contract, but like considering what he's been through, he has a lot to prove. And so does Kyrie Irving from a financial standpoint too, if he wants another max. I think this year you're getting the best behavior Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons. They're going to be locked in. I would assume they'd be locked in if they want to like right the ship of their careers, because they have the talent. It's about being there mentally and physically and like being checked into a team. They're going to have to be on their best behaviors. Maybe Kevin hears this. He knows this. And he's like, this is the best version of those two guys I'm probably going to get. Let's see what we can do with it. And like I said, if it's bad at the trade deadline, if the Nets are 10 games under 500, if Kyrie Irving takes pay time off, if Ben Simmons is in Australia or doing whatever the hell he wants, then okay. Kevin, we gave it another chance. It's over. We'll figure it out. But if it's going to work, then maybe sometimes winning is the biggest medicine to everything. Like you said, Kobe Bryant went on to win the finals that year after he presented the trade request, or a year later. And I think the trade request is 07. They won like 08, 09. Or was that one? Then they won 9-10. It was shortly after. They won 9-10, then like 10-11, right? And they went back to Celtics and Magic. Yeah, so they went back to back. So, like, he won two more rings with the same team after presenting a trade request. Hell, I'd take one ring. Hell, I'd take to get to a conference finals, to be honest. That's what I went to the conference finals game at my. I've been alive for the finals games, but I was six. So, like, didn't really see anything. So, I'd be happy with that. Let's just try to make it work. I don't know where it goes after this year, because Kyrie will be a free agent. I don't think Ben Simmons, your two, really wins you anything. But. I don't know.
I'm still caught up on Anthony saying if Ben Simmons is in Australia.
Yeah, I don't know why that popped me. that got me pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? No, they're locked in. Like this, like they're Ben Simmons is the perfect complement to those two guys. As great as James was that first year he was here before he got hurt, Ben is even a better fit because Harden had to change who he was. Harden was a first pass scoring guy. He was a great passer as well. He was a scorer that needed the ball in his hands to dribble, and that really didn't make sense with those two guys. I think talent would have made it work. But this is like a glove fit. Like Ben Simmons needs guys like this. These guys won't hog up the lane. They're shooters. He can just facilitate, play defense. We said it a million times. Now it's a great fit. This is like, if he's going to succeed, it's here. There's no better fit, in my opinion, for Ben than here. He's the perfect complement. Would I run a Ben Simmons, Nick Claxton lineup? I wouldn't do that. But that's a good story.
I mean, honestly, for all three of them, for Ben, Kyrie, and KD, it feels like this is the perfect team for all three of them.
Have you guys ever watched Hard Knocks?
Yes.
Can you imagine a Hard Knocks Brooklyn Nets edition this year?
They should have.
That'd make really so should. Much money, bro. Yo, that'd be great, honestly.
I would want like the main character though, just to be like somebody who like is so like behind, like who really isn't involved in everything and just watches everything unfold. Like I would have loved to see, like I literally would have loved to see like a Hard Knocks based around Amari Stoudemire last year on the Nets, just to like see his point of view on everything. That would have been so perfect.
Get Patty Mills to be a spy. Give him like a little camera and just spy on everybody. Patty, my friend.
Well, I mean, if we needed a spy in the locker room, we would have got D'Lo back.
That's true. That's true. I saw my friend today was like, Pat, I feel like I imagine like all this drama going down, and Patty Mills is just like taking jump shots in the background, just minding his own business.
Yeah, just minding his own business. Until he takes a brocation with Ben Simmons to Australia.
Someone said Joe Harris needs like a documentary about his whole time with the Nets because he's seen so much.
Oh my God, the guy's been through everything.
He's been what? There's three GM. No, it's probably two GM.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, is subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano, or pick up bass guitar, or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Actually, with actually just probably just Marks, but a lot of head coaches.
No, Marks signed him.
Yeah, but a lot of head coaches, a lot of different players. So I played north of like 40 players at this point, considering we have like no like returning players the last couple of years in terms of like 6-7 guys switching every year. So yeah, interesting.
And again, this is easily, if all these guys are here, it's easily the best roster that we've had.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
I'd probably say the team 2 years ago was better.
I feel like fit-wise, I feel like it's
fit-wise, so yes. Pure talent. The
yeah, pure talent 2 years ago for sure. But I think
that was the addition fun. I will say that. That year will haunt me if they never win to the day I die. Because that year they were gonna win.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
That one game, I keep going back to that. Every time I think about what we could have had, I just think about that Bulls game the big three combined for like 92 or something. And it was just like, was just ran them off the floor. It was just like, just unbelievable.
I think it was game 4 versus Boston the year before, though. They like just absolutely like mollyballed them. And they dropped like, I think, 95 combined. Yeah. And I was like, dude, we're going to cruise this title.
And yep.
Then everything happened.
My bad, Cody. What were you going to say?
No, I mean, this is a little off topic, on topic. So yesterday, obviously, we got the Kevin Durant report that he's going to have a meeting. And then, do you guys think this is something, nothing, or everything? Yesterday at the New York Liberty game.
A Mallory bomb.
Which was given to me by Doug Barak. I want to give credit to him, although he did not want all the crazy notifications, so he did not want me to add him. But anyways, Rich Hyman, Kevin Durant's business manager slash partner, was at the New York Liberty game, obviously owned by Josiah as well, at the Barclays Center. He was seen hugging Claire Wusai, which is Josiah's wife. He was then sitting next to Brooklyn Nets assistant coach Ryan Forhan Kelly. He was later seen, which was posted on Sabrina Ionescu's Instagram story, taking a picture with Sabrina Ionescu, Ben Simmons, and Ryan Forhan Kelly, the Brooklyn Nets assistant coach. Do you guys think this is something? You think this is the start of the trying to repair relationships, or was he just enjoying a WNBA game?
It's definitely not a nothing, but it's definitely not something.
What are you talking about?
It's not like a signed, sealed, delivered, but it's also not like a non-story. It's somewhere in the middle. Like, it's like, I would say it's notable. Okay, it's notable, but I don't think it's either way. It's like, it's 100% this, 100% that. I think it's a good sign, but I don't
think... I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but like, the way you said that first made zero sense.
It's not a something, it's not a nothing. It's a some none, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a sign. I don't think he'd be chilling with them for no reason. I know Rich Kleiman and Kevin Durant are like as close as like LeBron and Rich Paul are. They do a lot of business together, like at the New York City Point Guard documentary that came out. Like, they work on that together. They do a lot of business stuff together. They're intertwined with like 35 ventures, a lot of stuff.
You think they travel together?
Maybe they're dating. Maybe not. It's 2022. Kevin Durant's not married. Okay, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think it's definitely something.
All right, we're fucking unhinged. We need to tighten up.
But I think it's definitely noteworthy. I think they wouldn't be for no reason. But I also like, I hope it's like a sign in the right direction. It's very good timing, though. Cody got some flack though from Eddie Gonzalez because of it.
Yeah, man. I mean, he ended up deleting the tweet. But just so you guys know, like, Eddie was like, "Oh, I was gonna go to the Liberty game tomorrow night, but I don't want to tweet from Cody, what's his name. So I think I'm just going to stay home." And I'm going to try to do my best to find out if Eddie Gonzalez is at the game tonight. And I'm going to hit him with a tweet. So stay tuned. But, I mean, it's like, I agree with Anthony. I don't think it means that Kevin Durant is definitely like rescinding his trade request, but it could be the start of trying to mend that relationship. Like, even if he was at the game, he didn't have to hug Josiah's wife. Like, he didn't have to sit next to a Brooklyn Nets assistant coach. Like, he didn't have to do these things.
So, I mean, obviously he was just part of like the New York City point guards video or movie, whatever it is that KD put out. So he's definitely intertwined with New York City basketball, and like the Liberty have been very good this season. Sabrina Ionescu is like fantastic. So like, yeah, it's good basketball to watch. But
wait, you said the Liberty have been really good this year?
Yeah, they've been solid.
They've been solid?
Cody has no idea.
Bro, I have no idea. All I know is that Sabrina Ionescu is putting up numbers. That's all I can tell you. She had like another 30
points. I'm checking the state. I'm pretty sure they're like 10 and 19, dude.
No way.
They're 12.
The Liberty are 12 and 18.
Fourth in the Eastern Conference.
Fourth? Yo, that's the top four seed.
They're fourth out of six. They're fourth out. They're only the third out. They're like the Red Sox of their division. It's okay.
Oh,
right.
So the Liberty are not good. I clearly don't watch the WNBA, but Sabrina Ionescu is putting up numbers, and that is a fact.
Yeah, that is a fact. Sabrina's a beast.
Serena is a beast. Serena
is killing me. But I mean, Ben Simmons was there last night. He was. Ben Simmons is not in Australia right now, if anyone's wondering. Anthony thinks that he spends all his time in Australia. I don't know where that came from. But he was at the game
literally
last
out
night
of left field
with Kessler Edwards and Dayron. Not Australia, so. Well, I don't know. Like,
not goddamn it. Jesus.
It's got to be something, but. It's probably not a whole lot.
No, yeah, it's definitely not nothing, but it's definitely not something.
All right, moving on. Let's very quickly go into the report today from The Athletic by Jovan Buha. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. My apologies if I'm saying it wrong. He is a Los Angeles Lakers beat writer for The Athletic, so take it with a grain of salt, but the article basically captioned whatever was all indications that are that the Lakers are Kyrie Irving's top destination if he leaves Brooklyn, whether it is via trade or in free agency next summer. I don't know if you guys read the article. I don't have a subscription to The Athletic because F that, so I did not read it. But I don't know if it was just like a clickbaity article or what.
I have The Athletic, but I don't know which article. Like, if you send me a link, I can read it.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. Like, I mean, it came out today about 4 hours ago. I don't know. I mean, it's coming from a Lakers guy. We heard on our podcast from Brandon Scoopy Robinson that Kyrie Irving is, I wouldn't say not interested in the Lakers, but that the Lakers and Kyrie reports are mainly coming from the Lakers camp, because they are pretty desperate to get rid of Russell Westbrook. And obviously, Kyrie Irving would be a great upgrade over Russell Westbrook and would make an immediate championship contender next to LeBron and Anthony Davis if they all stayed healthy. But I don't know. Anthony, I sent it to you. Give a quick
I'm reading right now. So basically, it says someone, they ask, is the only reason why Kyrie hasn't been traded yet is because of Kevin Durant? And the guy says, no, that's a considerable reason, but there are many layers to this Nets saga. You talk to five people, you get five different answers. So it's like we've been saying, like it's a lot of different people giving their perspectives, and I think it's a lot of leakings. Then it goes on to say the Lakers and Nets have had discussions about a trade, but the Nets aren't interested in trading Irving until Durant's future is settled, obviously. But if like Durant were to be traded, then it'd be likely Kyrie would be next. And then it goes, the Nets aren't really interested in Russell Westbrook, so they'd have to like add a third team, which you already kind of really knew. And basically, like, they're saying the Pacers, Spurs, Jazz, and Knicks are like people that would take Westbrook in a salary dump if it ever had to come to that. And then there's the draft picks, and that's like would want like the Nets initial ask was for two first round picks. The Lakers were only willing to give up one, so that's like another thing. I think they're only willing to give up the 27, not the 29. And then they ask him, do you think if Kyrie ends up staying in Brooklyn this season, let's say they lose in the first round, is it a given he's coming to LA? And there are a few givens. He's in the NBA and anything can happen, but like it's probably the most likely thing. You even see like a trade deadline deal if things fall apart. And they said if had the Pacers accept the Lakers offer to trade Westbrook or Buddy Hield to Miles Turner, do you think the Lakers make that trade with the Nets situation still unclear? He thinks like they would have made the trade because they wouldn't want to bank on something not happening. Because obviously, like if it doesn't happen, they're kind of like left with nothing. And he says that the Kyrie trade goes down, who was the best possible second player the Lakers could hope accompany him in the trade? And they're saying it'd either be Joe Harris, Seth Curry, or Royce O'Neal. And he thinks Joe Harris would be the most likely, then O'Neal, and then Curry, because Curry has the most valuable contract. Then they start talking about like Lakers signings, and there's really nothing really about the Nets anymore. But that was pretty much the gist of it. So kind of like the same regurgitated information, to be honest.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, I think that if we see Durant and Irving traded, once again, I said if we see them traded, I think like a trade deadline trade would make the most sense. Teams will be like more desperate. Some teams will think they're right around whatever to be a championship team. And it also allows the Nets to try it and maybe convince Kevin Durant to want to be there. So like the article said, like we've said multiple times, Kyrie Irving's not going anywhere as long as Kevin Durant's on this roster.
Yeah, that makes no sense to do that unless you have the clarity.
Correct.
I don't understand why people are still talking about Joe Harris as if he's just a salary dump. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
Fuck him, am I right?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think there's been some reports kind of disputing that the Nets view Joe Harris as a salary dump, but that they would not and that they don't want to move them, but they're unsure what would they have to move in like a Kyrie Irving package if it came to it.
Yeah. I mean, I think with this whole Athletic article, I think we could confidently say that it's definitely not nothing, but it's definitely not something.
Well said, man. Like, I agree completely. Anthony, any mention as if Ben Simmons is in Australia in that article?
There's no mention about that, but if it does come across, I'll let you know. Maybe I'll take a trip there.
Put it on a t-shirt. Put it on a t-shirt.
As the article didn't say, if Ben Simmons ends up staying in Australia instead of playing for the Nets, the Lakers could trade for Kyrie Irving. But anything we've missed? I think that I don't think we've missed anything. As you guys can tell if you're listening, we are pretty much worn out with all these rumors. Like, yeah. We cannot wait for the end of September, September 26th, for the NBA training camps to report. And then October for the season to start. Like, this is just draining at this point. Like we said, it's been end of April. We are in August now.
We're giving you 3 months of content with nothing really going on but rumors. A couple free agency, like a week or two in the draft. That's not any draft picks, actually. So it's really just free agency for like a day or two. So you have like one pod.
We've probably given about 15 episodes with only like four of them having something to talk about going into it.
We had the Scoopy one, which was like, at least we had a guest. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening to this and you have not listened to this Brandon Scoopy Robinson episode, I highly advise you to listen to it. He was awesome. Great to have on here. So I would highly recommend listening to that one. If you listen to this one, you'll definitely enjoy that one.
If they listen to this one, I am dedicated. Shocked that they're still listening.
You can't say we're not dedicated because we've been here every single week since season ended.
Yeah, true. I haven't missed a damn week.
Let's get the hell out of here, Joe. Just if you guys were wondering, you may all think that we were with Joe tonight partying at his little beach that he was at for like 3 years. However, I promise you we are all not wasted right now. It's just how long this has been going on for.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is the first time in 2 weeks that I'm not wasted.
But anything else you guys want to discuss? I think we covered all of not something but not nothing, and I don't really think there's anything else Nets related to discuss.
Joe, hey, I got a
Anthony.
I got a
not Nets related directly, but I was speaking with someone that's actually like in Carmelo Anthony circle today through one of my class things, and he's probably going to sign with the Warriors if that's like kind of like a breaking news type of thing.
Oh,
he was a Nets. They're waiting to see if he's coming back. If he's not, it's going to be Carmelo. You got it here first.
And my only thing is, a very sober Joe Farrow is telling you to bet the fucking house on Kevin Durant staying in Brooklyn.
Three words, run it back.
There you
A very sober Cody Mallory is telling you to bet the house that Ben Simmons will play more games for the Brooklyn Nets than a basketball team in Australia this year.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Let's end here. So thank you for once again listening to the Sports Shows Best Podcast with Anthony, Joe, and Cody. Stay tuned for the next episode that will drop early next week. Hopefully we'll be able to talk about Kevin Durant and Joe Tsai's today.
Thank you, guys.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.